Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
About a week ago, we had a chance to see our buddy Brian Kilmeade signing copies of his brand new book and in Jacksonville once again, and missed the opportunity last week since, well, I lost the ability to speak, but we wanted to bring Brian back, and he had a message for Northeast Florida about the event, and also as we look ahead to impeachment hearings as the Congress returns this week. But obviously the buzz about the book and overall what you're hearing from Northeast Florida, Brian, pretty upbeat.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing to see we put something together. You guys did an incredible job in about 10 days or less than that. And we had just a huge crowd at breakfast on Sunday. It just shows that people know how to cut off the party at 11 o'clock, I roughly think, about Saturday in order to get up and be productive on Sunday. So you guys do not waste a day on the weekends.
What are you hearing? What's been the feedback overall on the message that people are reading in the book and next steps? Are you already planning the next one?
I'll probably do another, but I just found out, especially, and I've been to Orlando, been to Jacksonville, been to Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, six stops in Texas, yesterday Vero Beach, back and forth on Saturday in one day. And going to Wake Forest and going three stops in Virginia over the weekend. And what I'm getting more and more is that people just care about the country. They care about our history. And if you care about politics and they're listening to you, they usually have an interest in history, but we're doing 20 million things. So where are you going to find time to go, hey, let me read about our past? So I just feel as though if you can give people a true story about our past, they go, yeah, I remember that a little bit from school. There seems to be a passion to learn more because now we're rewriting our history. People are taking down statues. People like Colin Kaepernick are saying, I'm embarrassed by Thanksgiving. And it's making people think twice about things we used to take for granted. Okay, we got the past down. Let's worry about now and the future. Now all of a sudden people go, let's go rewrite the past. And there's a huge pushback because of that.
Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. As we look to this week, Democrats are releasing a report on the Ukraine investigation. They'll hold their first hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. The White House saying that they're not going to be a part of that at least this week. When do you see them getting involved?
They said right now they don't think so. I think what the president's going to do, we met with Mark Penn last week, who was Clinton's one of his chief advisors during his impeachment hearings. And Mark Penn has said on our air, on this show, he said, listen, the best thing you could do is to work and just let your lawyers do it. And I think President Trump is beginning to do that. I mean, he's going to NATO. We know over the weekend he went to Afghanistan, that he is proposing to really push in the USMCA. And I think that he's going to try to ignore it. And I think, the thing is, I really believe things are breaking the Republicans' direction. Regardless if you think of the merits of the case, the American people aren't buying it. Little by little, they're fading away from this. And they're saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't like it. But this is not impeachable. And don't we have an election coming up? Can we handle it then? So I do think that this week will be anticlimactic, especially compared to a couple of weeks ago. We pretty much know the case. There's going to be nothing new coming out. There's just going to be more grave people on the left saying how bad it is and people on the right saying how bad the process is. And we're busy. We've seen this movie before. And there's a lot of people like Evan Bayh, former respected moderate Democrat, who says there's got to be an off-ramp for Democrats because this is hurting them. And I think it's going to be censure because they're going to lose control of the narrative if they impeach and it goes to the Senate. They're going to change this thing on its head. And they're going to start bringing people forward that the Democrats have been saying, no, we're not going to come forward. They're going to start subpoenaing them. And then we're going to sit there in a big mess. Meanwhile, the USMCA would affect people listening right now, whether you're in manufacturing or you're in agriculture, you got prescription drugs. I know it will affect people driving to work listening to us right now. And they believe it or not, they agree on 95% of how to bring the cost of prescription drugs down, and they haven't done it yet. So I think people are going to get a little fed up with what's going on.
Busy week, a lot to get to. Be listening to Brian Kilmeade all this week following Jacksonville's morning news every weekday morning at 9.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.